Statistics confirm that family life is evolving. There are more blended families, more singles as head of households, and fewer so-called nuclear families than at any time in American history. Some legal scholars, church leaders, and others today are launching a campaign to define marriage through a proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Marriage isn't what it used to be, or is it? In that question lies a looming legal battle. Gay rights advocates say that society and the courts are giving new status to committed homosexual couples. Conservatives say marriage must be defined as the union of a man and a woman. Otherwise, society and child rearing will collapse. Matt Daniels, executive director for the Alliance for Marriage, says he has nothing against gay couples per se.
Gays and lesbians have a right to live as they choose, but they don't have a right to use the courts to redefine marriage for the rest of society.
He says the only way to stop them from doing that is a constitutional amendment. And so the Alliance for Marriage has brought together some 40 legal scholars from Princeton, Harvard, Notre Dame, and others, as well as black, white, and Muslim clergy. Today they're unveiling a controversial amendment. It says marriage shall consist only of the union of a man and a woman. Then it continues, neither this Constitution or the Constitution of any state, nor state or federal law, shall be construed to require that marital status or the legal incidence thereof be conferred upon unmarried couples or groups. Chris Anders of the ACLU says there have been plenty of attacks on gay relationships before. For example, Congress passed the Defense of Marriage Act in 1996. That law defined marriage as the union of a man and a woman when it came to federal law or benefits, and said that no state had to recognize a same-sex marriage from another state. But, he says, a constitutional amendment is in another league.
That's why we view this as really kind of the nuclear bomb of anti-gay attacks, because it will wipe out forever all protections given to unmarried couples, including gay and lesbian couples.
Things like health benefits or adoption rights or even the right to visit one's partner in the hospital. Matt Daniels says the amendment would not preempt laws that legislatures pass. It would only curb the abuse of activist judges. But Hai Feldblum at Georgetown University says there's nothing in the amendment that says it would apply only to judges. Moreover, she says, she's been expecting something like this.
The opposition is afraid that at some point, various judges will look up and say, when they see a gay couple in front of them asking for equal benefits, people in loving, committed relationships with someone of the same sex are being denied benefits that are given to others. That's not equal. This group is afraid of that light bulb going on, and they want to preempt that light bulb by saying, no constitution, not the federal one or a state one, can grant equal rights to that gay couple.
In Vermont, Hawaii, and Alaska, state judges have ruled that a traditional definition of marriage discriminates against gays. People in Hawaii and Alaska passed referenda undoing the court's decisions, but the Vermont legislature passed a civil union law, granting benefits and a degree of recognition to gay couples. According to Teresa Collette, a law professor at South Texas College of Law, once you begin recognizing gay marriages in one state, it affects all the others.
Two-thirds of the couples that have gone to Vermont and gotten civil union licenses are from out of state. And various gay and lesbian organizations have announced that they intend, as part of their longtime strategy, to use those unions in other states to make those states recognize gay marriage.
And Matt Daniels worries that the marriage debate will go the way of abortion, decided by the courts, not by the people.
You take what is a social issue, you narrowly frame it as a question of individual rights, and then you run it through the courts in the name of enforcing those alleged rights, and what you get is a revolution in social policy against the will of the majority of the American people who consistently express the view that marriage is uniquely and essentially the union of male and female.
True, says Hai Feldblum, but that's how our system works.
Maybe the whole country wasn't ready for desegregation in schools in 1954, but there was a particular case. There was a Brown versus Board of Education. There's a reason that courts decide specific facts separate from what the public thinks about some big issue.
The alliance won't say who in Congress will sponsor the measure. To pass an amendment, you need 2/3 of the House and Senate, and then 3/4 of the states must ratify. Daniels points out that 34 states have already passed their own Defense of Marriage Acts. He says that's a start for a national debate, and maybe for an amendment to the Constitution. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.